Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And the Small Business Advocate sent you. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Lee Branham, longtime Braintree Smith, founder and principal of Keeping the People, a consulting firm helping people like you and me do a better job of finding and keeping our employees, or maybe not keeping them when it's time for them to go. He's the author of the 7 hidden reasons employees leave. Lee, thanks again for hanging out with us. You brought us some great stories of companies like ours, small businesses that are doing a better job. They're actually doing the kind of things that big companies do. You know, Lee, I just talked about this in the previous part of the hour. The two areas that small business owners need to learn from big companies, one is marketing, their marketing sophistication, and also their hiring sophistication.
Right.
We're behind the curve on that. And yep. These small businesses you brought to us today, they're not. They're doing what you and I have been talking about doing.
Well, the thing that these companies have in common that I'm profiling today is that the CEOs are committed to understanding that the engagement and the satisfaction of the employees on the job is directly related to customer service and the success of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the right people in the right jobs is critical. So, yes, it does go back to hiring. But one of them I'd like to talk about is a maid service in Lebanon, Ohio, called My Maid Service. They were profiled in the book. They, you know, in the industry where it's hourly, unskilled, low-wage employees, it's 300% turnover rate. You know, these people are, the work is monotonous, it's physically demanding, and it's often very dirty.
The industry calls them the invisibles.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, you know, when you lose an employee, you're scrambling around for a replacement. And in these kinds of jobs, a stable workforce is critical to maintaining, you know,
and in this particular customer service. In this particular industry, the home cleaning industry, not only is this a thankless, dirty job, so to speak, and it doesn't pay probably all that great, you gotta have people who are honest and trustworthy, who have inscrutable ethics.
Exactly.
That's a tough combination, right there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But this CEO, Derek Christian, was his name of My Maid Service. He said, if I can get 2 good years out of these people, then I can actually help them move on to another job. I understand right up front that they're not going to stay with me forever.
Mm-hmm.
But his goal was to get 2 good years out of them and to make them happy while they were there for those 2 good years. So what he decided to do was to help these people build the kind of skills that could help them move on to a better job. And for many of them, that means an office job involving computer skills. So he would help them learn computer skills, send them to training classes at community colleges, find online programs to help them. He even helped one employee launch a pet sitting business. So, you know, the word got around that if you go to work for this maid service company, they're going to help you move on to something better, and that turned out to be a reason to join this company for a lot of people who just learned from word of mouth from talking to some of these workers.
This is the key. This is the key to having the best people available anywhere, is to have the reputation like you're talking about here, and have people lined up at your door saying, when can I come to work for you?
Exactly. It's called the velvet rope syndrome.
That's
you want
right.
people lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a brand, whether you know it or not. You've got a brand as an employer. Whatever it is that people say about you when they're having backyard barbecues, you know, and that people talk about where they work. But he did decide to pay people more than the typical $9 hourly rate. He paid them $12 an hour, and he gave them flexible work hours.
And I bet you, by paying more, he was able to ask for more, and he got people who were more likely to show up and more likely to be ethical. And that converted into less time that he had to put out fires.
You got it. He had zero turnover.
Wow.
In the first year after he implemented these policies. Zero turnover, which in an industry that has 300% turnover. And he just gets good people. And he says, I can help you potentially do better things in your life, in your career. And I'm going to help you get somewhere else that you really want to go. And that just created an attraction for the kind of people that he needed.
So he paid his people better. He helped them. He had a reputation. He knew that if they were the kind of people he wanted, that they were the kind of people who were going to want to have more in their life than to be a maid.
Right.
And so if he would hire them, then he knew he was probably not going to be able to keep them. So he converted helping his people into a way of getting other people to line up and make it easy for him to hire good people.
Exactly.
It's a way of rethinking.
He was looking for people with ambition who didn't want to clean houses the rest of their lives.
Well, see, this is similar to rethinking how you monetize your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're approaching things differently, but with a better result. And you know, it reminds me of how we different ways of monetizing your products in the 21st century. Hey Lee, I need a website quickly, please.
Keepingthepeople.com.
Check it out. The book is called The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Lee Branham and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.